This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, September the 13th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
If families are interested in using Zolgensma to treat SMA, monitoring liver function, immune reactions, signs of a respiratory infection, and ensuring vaccinations don't interfere with steroid use are key health and safety requirements that must be considered. Zolgensma is the first gene therapy for SMA. It was recently approved in the U.S. for children up to age 2, regardless of disease type or body weight. A trial in type 2 patients up to age 5 is underway, and its findings may lead to a broader use. AveXis has developed Zolgensma, and they have created 5 steps that are involved in treatment. They recently hosted a webinar with Cure SMA to go over these steps. They covered aspects related to safety, requirements for eligibility, and actions to take before and after treatment. Zolgensma is reported to be a one-time therapy that targets the genetic root cause of SMA. It's a 60-minute IV infusion that uses a genetically engineered virus called AAV9 to deliver a healthy copy of the SMN1 gene to motor nerve cells. The mutations in SMN1 lowers levels of the SMN protein. The subsequent motor neuron damage and death leads to progressive muscle weakness. Eligibility steps begin with the confirmation of an SMA diagnosis by genetic screening. If confirmed, a small blood sample will then be tested for the presence of AAV9 antibodies. These antibodies provoke a defensive immune reaction by targeting the vector, and as such, pose a serious safety concern. This test may be required by insurance providers, and it can be retaken if antibody levels are initially too high. Vaccination against the respiratory virus is recommended because it could cause severe lung and respiratory infection in infants. Being alert to the signs of a respiratory infection before or after infusion is crucial. Signs like coughing, wheezing, sneezing, runny nose, sore throat, or fever shouldn't be ignored. Patients' liver function and platelet counts are assessed regularly. This is because Zolgensma could raise the levels of liver enzymes such as aminotransferase, which is an indicator of liver damage. These reactions were observed in infants in the ongoing STRIVE Phase 3 trial, although the changes were temporary. Of note, raised levels of liver enzymes and vomiting were the most common side effects in both the STRIVE and START trials. Other markers checked pre- and post-treatment was levels of troponin I. This is a protein indicator of cardiac muscle injury. Cardiac toxicity was found in preclinical studies, and temporary increases in cardiac troponin I levels were seen in clinical trials. These blood tests will be given weekly over the first month, and every other week for the second and third months. Some may continue for a longer period. Patients will also receive prednisolone. They'll take 1 mg/kg daily for about 30 days, and it would start on the day before the Zolgensma infusion. This helps to manage potential immune reactions against the AAV9 vector and changes in liver enzyme levels. The dose will then be tapered until stopped. If jaundice is ever indicated by a child's yellowing of the skin and eyes, this could signal liver problems. Also, easy bruising or bleeding may indicate fewer platelets and should also be reported quickly. Small amounts of the therapy may be carried in stool for the first month post-treatment, and caregivers are advised to use good hand hygiene when in direct contact with a child's waste. Disposable diapers should be sealed in trash bags and thrown out with other household trash. Overall, questions related to Zolgensma can be directed to their one gene representative. However, they cannot give medical advice. Zolgensma is shipped once an insurer has approved the prescription. Those in charge of providing it will work with the doctor in informing a family of approval and in setting an infusion date. Bringing Zolgensma to children is a chief goal of AveXis and Novartis, but both continue to work towards a possible revised label, one that might allow treatment well beyond age 2 and using a different administration route, such as a spinal cord injection. And finally, a planned study called REACH will include all SMA types through age 18, and it might happen if the STRONG trial supports it.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone! The following is a topic that was posted in the Adults with SMA forum on September 9th, 2019. For today's Motivation Monday post, I wanted to talk about getting out of the house. As SMAers, it's obviously much easier for us to sit at home on our days off. Getting out can often be a hassle for us, especially during the wintertime. Then when you factor in things like transportation and accessibility, it takes extensive effort to work around these obstacles. Still, I believe that getting out and experiencing the world around us is worth the effort. Just stepping outside, or rolling, for a few minutes a day is good for anyone. A simple breath of fresh air does wonders for our mental and physical health. For me, it's the little things that help. On Saturday, I chose to stay at home and watch too much TV, and I felt lousy as a result. I still got a fair amount of reading and writing done, but I stayed inside all day and night. Then on Sunday, I took my dog for a walk in the morning, and in the afternoon I hung out at my local comic shop for a few hours. Just these simple activities made me feel better and more refreshed than I did on Saturday. It helped too that the weather here in North Carolina this weekend was fantastic. I just wanted to encourage you all to spend just a little bit of time outdoors this week, if possible. Something as simple as a visit to a coffee shop could give you a solid energy boost. What's something you can do this week to get out? Is there a place you could go to regularly? Be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums if you haven't already. We have many great discussions like this one going on, and we'd love to hear from you. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.